Welcome to the Love Her Wild podcast. I'm your host, Brooke Carver, and I'm here to talk to you about all things spiritual, manifestation, happily ever after, and creating a life that you love, because I promise you can. Happy Monday, everybody. Today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about energy. And what I want you to do is completely clear your brain of anything you've ever heard about energy and vibrations and manifesting and how to do it and what to do, including anything I've ever told you, all right? Not to say any of it's wrong, but we're just going to go on a little quick reframe journey real quick to make this as simplified as possible, okay? I think that one of the bigger roadblocks when healing and manifesting and raising our vibration, it's easy to get overwhelmed. It's easy to take in too many ideas and techniques from too many different places. You fall into analysis paralysis and you end up going nowhere, right? Maybe you've been on a healing journey and you feel kind of stuck. Maybe you are just trying a million different things at once and you feel a little bit overwhelmed. I want you to pause for a second and think of your energy like an algorithm. The universe is nothing more than our very first original algorithm. When I first got on TikTok, I realized quickly how important it was what I was watching, what I was swiping away from, and how quickly I did so. Now, to give you a perfect example of this, I learned this the hard way by way of the selling your underwear online side of TikTok. So I was swiping around, watching videos, and all of a sudden this girl popped up and started telling the internet how she sells her used underwear for money online. Now, I was not interested in watching this. I was shooketh to my core. And all I was thinking as this video was playing was, oh my God, there are so many young girls on this app who would never think to search for this. Because in Instagram, you have to search for whatever it is you're looking for. It doesn't just get shown to you. Not that blatantly, not that drastically, right? The search page is not that intense. Now on TikTok, you're getting thrown all over the place. The algorithm, the For You page is just throwing a whole bunch of shit against the wall to see what sticks. Now, as this video was playing, all of these thoughts are going through my head. Oh my gosh, what about all the little girls online who all of a sudden see this and think it's safe? And think, oh my God, this looks easy. I could do this without my mom knowing. I can make extra money. Not realizing the potential repercussions. All of these different thoughts are going through my mind. And then this girl's talking about how much money she's making. And I was like, God damn. Wow. Right? So I'm watching. And that's it. Watch to the end. Flip away. Off I go. Now, because I gave that video a full watch, doesn't mean I was interested in it. Did not mean that I wanted more of that on my For You page. But because I gave it my attention, guess what side of TikTok I was on for the next month and a half? Sell your dirty blank for money on the internet. Sell your old socks, underwear, bathing suits, fragments of your hair, any creepy thing that you can think to sell online. People sell it online for money, and TikTok showed me all of it. Not because I wanted to, not because that's what I was looking or searching or hoping for, but that's what I directed my attention towards and saw it out fully. And TikTok decided that that must be what she likes and kept giving me more of it. It wasn't until it was sure that I was not interested, swiping away at the speed of light anytime one of those videos would come up, that I shifted off of that side of TikTok and back onto the safe side of TikTok where I love to be, which is woo-woo, spiritual, energetics, sourdough, and fashion. Now, if you think of the universe like an algorithm, it really simplifies it. The universe, just like the algorithm, Although we like to believe it is out to get us sometimes, it is not out to get us. It's not out to play tricks on us. It's just giving you more of what you are putting energy into. Energy goes where energy flows. So if what you are saying out loud you want is peace, happiness, confidence, a loving relationship, etc., but you are focusing all of your attention on the negatives. I'm going to be alone forever. There's no way I could ever make that much money. It's reserved for those people and not me. Making money is hard. Finding a relationship is hard. There are no good men left. All of the men are jerks. All of the men are ghosters. There are no jobs left. The more you focus on that, the more that the universe will confirm that as your reality. Now, here's the sticky hard part. What do you do when you're in the middle, Brooke? What do you do when you know you want a better job? You know other people are out there getting that better job, but you don't have it yet. What do you do? Well, first of all, surrounding yourself with people that have what you want, who have been where you want to go. That's the first step. It's just like stopping, pulling over, and asking someone for directions. Hey, I'm headed here. Have you been there before? And someone goes, yeah, I have. And you know what? There's this cool little detour you can take. It cuts like an hour off the drive. And there's a little diner you can stop at and make the best milkshakes. That's the information you want. You just cut an hour off your drive and you get a milkshake? That's what it's like when you focus on and you surround yourself with people who have what you want or have been where you want to go. That is why mentorship is so important. That is why I continue paying a mentor who is further along than me in the areas that I want to grow. I want her tips and tricks and detours and chocolate milkshakes. That's why I'm here. That's why you're listening to me in your ear right now. Likely because I am in some area of my life where you wish you were, where you hope to be one day. And I am here to give you the shortcut. So when you don't have the thing that you want yet and you see other people around you having it, don't look at it as proof that you're never going to have it. Look at it like, oh, if they can have it, I can have it too. If she can do it, it's proof that it's possible. If she can go out there and make $15, $20, $30,000 a month, why can't I? If she can leave her abusive ex and heal and find herself and become confident and find her soulmate and be happy and get married, why can't I? So can I. And the more you surround yourself with those things, the more you see, and the more normalized it becomes. When I started this business, I started surrounding myself with mentors who ran successful online businesses. Not selling MLMs, no shade on MLMs, but that's not what I was doing. I wanted to start my own business. I wanted to have a podcast, so I started surrounding myself with people who had successful podcasts, who were running successful spiritual businesses. And all of a sudden, all of my goals didn't seem so lofty anymore. They seemed kind of normal, actually. They seemed just like, you know, everyone else I was following. And pretty soon, that thing in your brain that feels so scary and foreign feels safe. Because you have normalized it in your mind. You see, our brains are literally programmed to keep us safe, and our brains see different as scary or unsafe because our brains don't know what the outcome of that thing will be. Therefore, people who say have been in an abusive relationship their whole life and they're trying to get into a healthy relationship, all of a sudden someone is treating them with kindness and respect and gentleness. That's new. And the brain registers that as fear, as scary, because it doesn't know what to do with this new input, this new information. But If before you started dating this healthy person, you took the time to heal and you surrounded yourself in real life and digitally on social media with other people who were in healthy, committed, respectful relationships, it normalizes. Pretty soon, you get into a relationship and they start treating you the same way. It's normal. It's expected. It's what you've surrounded yourself with, and therefore, that's the bare minimum. The minute I stopped surrounding myself with people who believed at their core that life and business and money had to be hard, I stopped believing that it had to be hard. I started surrounding myself, my algorithm, my life energetic algorithm, with people who looked at money like energy. It flows in a circle away and then back towards you, like energy. And all of a sudden, my money problems were a hell of a lot less scary. What you give your attention to is what the universe is going to give you more of. It is an algorithm. It is TikTok. It is Instagram. Your real life is an algorithm. And what you focus on is what you are going to continue to see more of. You notice people that constantly, oh my God, I'm so busy. I'm so tired. I'm so busy. I'm so tired. They're always so busy and so tired. But the people that say, life is really full in a good way. I'm so grateful for how vibrant and fulfilling and rich my life is. I get to do all of these things. Suddenly, their nervous system, calm. They're not freaking out. Everything feels doable, figure outable, surmountable, achievable. See where I'm going with this? So this week, I want you to do an audit of your algorithm, both digitally and in real life. Pay attention to who you're following. What type of media are you consuming? Are you spending all of your time listening to horror stories about how terrible men are? Creators that go on and talk about all the shit guys that are on Hinge and Bumble, all the really bad DMs? Or are you spending your time consuming content that shows you that there is another way? Are you following people that have forged their own path, started their own business, and are rocking it? Or the ones that tell you that it's not possible? Same goes for friendships, books. Everything your eyes consume from the time you wake up in the morning until the time you go to sleep are affecting your algorithm. So what is your algorithm telling you? Mine? Mine is telling me that my name is Brooke Carver. I am a millionaire. And that is the least interesting thing about me. It's telling me that my life gets to be my dream life at every stage of my success. Now, and in 10 months, when I'm making double the money that I was making today, and in a year when I'm hopefully a mother, and in 2 years when I'm juggling kids in a successful business, and in 3 years when I'm building my own house on a property, acreage, my life gets to look like my dream life at all of those stages. It gets to look exactly the way I want it to look. It gets to be simple and effortless and aligned. The things that I desire are flowing towards me, searching for me, and my energy is a beacon magnetizing them towards me. That's my algorithm. What's yours? Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Love Her Wild podcast. If today resonated with you in any way, shoot me a comment, tell me how you feel. I'd love to help if I can. And if you think that this would resonate with any of your friends, share away, because I'm trying to reach as many of you as I possibly can. Go make your life great.